I should like to travel more, his wife said, finally breaking the silence. She let go of his hand and paused to pull off the slippers she had worn. She tossed them in the sand and, pulling her skirts up around her ankles, walked a little closer to where the water lapped at the shore. I should not like to think this will be the end of our travels together. Promise it will not be?
I promise, he said solemnly. Should you like to live on a ship, do you think?
Her eyes widened. Live on a ship? As if it were a house.
He shrugged. Well, for part of the year, anyhow. If you would like it, the witch could be made much more comfortable for a couple, you know, or a family. Or there are other ships, many, in fact.
Many ships? She breathed, holding her hands together in front of her. And where should we go?
Oh, I don't know, he said lightly. Italy, Egypt, the Americas, anywhere you like.
How do you feel about monkeys? She asked, her eyes twinkling. He raised his eyebrows.
Thinking about cultivating a menagerie, are you?
He shucked off his own footwear, dropped the light coat he had been wearing onto the beach, and stepped towards her, digging his feet into the cool, wet sand. He put his hands on her hips, enjoying the feel of her curves.
If a menagerie of monkeys is what you would like, so you shall have. To tell you the truth, he smiled a little bashfully, I should like nothing better than a ship full of life, he confessed. Children and animals. Would 7 be too many?
Monkeys or children? She asked innocently.
Children, he emphasized. Seeing Philippa rose,
he swallowed. She is beautiful, isn't she? Rosalind said softly. I should like one exactly the same. She looked up into his eyes and touched his brow. But Philip, even if we have no children of our own, there are always children out there in need of homes. Would you consider that? Please? She looked so sincere and heartfelt that he nodded.
I had not before, but I will now, he said truthfully.
She had let her skirts drop, and looking down, he saw the waves had soaked the hem.
Would you like to swim?
He asked, innocently.